उसके बाद हमारे पास आ जाता है मैनेजमेंट या ट्रीटमेंट, जनरल मेजर्स एंड देन स्पेसिफिक ट्रीटमेंट, ट्रीटमेंट ऑफ द कॉम्प्लिकेशंस, ऐसे ही याद करना हमने। जनरल मेजर्स में सबसे इम्पॉर्टेंट जो भी फोटोडर्मेटोसिस होता है उसमें हमने सन प्रोटेक्शन एडवाइस करना होता है, जिसमें हमारे पास बिहेवियरल मॉडिफिकेशंस होती हैं, विच वी आस्क द पेशेंट टू वेयर सन प्रोटेक्टिव क्लोथिंग, हैट्स, क्लोथ्स विद द फुल स्लीव्स एंड ऑल्सो टाइटली वोवन फाइबर्स, अवॉइड मिड डे एक्सपोजर टू द सन, दैट इज़ फ्रॉम 11 AM टू 3 PM, एम्बर विंडो फिल्म एंड अवॉइडेंस ऑफ फोटो एक्टिव ड्रग्स, थायोजाइड्स एंड क्विनीन, एंड एप्लीकेशन ऑफ दोज एजेंट्स विच मे कॉज फोटो सेंसिटिविटी सच एज सर्टन सनस्क्रीन्स, टॉपिकल मेडिकेशंस। देन वी आर गोइंग टू गिव सप्लीमेंट्स, वाइटामिन डी एनालॉग्स एंड कैल्शियम सप्लीमेंट्स, and after the testing photo patch testing those allergens and photoallergens which were tested positive should be avoided. The studies have showed that the laptops, tabs, TV screens, they contain visible light, so they do not cause photosensitivity. It's not so sunscreen is not advised, but certain fluorescent lamps emit some ultraviolet light, so when we are exposed to those fluorescent lamp, it may cause exacerbation of the disease. So the application of the sunscreen even indoors in the presence of those fluorescent light is important. In CAD, there is a 100% photosensitivity to UVB and 80% photosensitivity to UVA. So we should use those sunscreens which are high factor broad spectrum. Whenever we are going to explain sunscreen, we are going to just rectify this line that we are going to say high SPF, broad spectrum, non-fragranced, low allergens sunscreen. Okay? High factor, broad spectrum, non-fragranced, low allergen sunscreen. And for those who are abnormally sensitive to the visible light, then they are going to additionally use those sunscreens having a large particle reflectant sunscreen, high pigmentary grade sunscreen. Again, I'm repeating, large particle pigmentary grade reflectant sunscreen, for example, Dundee sunscreen, which provides additional protection to the visible light also. Then coming to the specific treatment, that is, first line is topical corticosteroid, potency depend upon the area being affected. If we are going to apply on the hands and the feet, we are going to give potent and super potent steroid, but on the face we are going to give mild or moderate potency steroids. In the second line, we are going to advise them this UVB absorbing window films, topical tacrolimus, pimecrolimus, systemic corticosteroid in the acute flares. Phototherapy can be given, but only the PUA, not the UVB type of a phototherapy. In the third line, we are going to give immunosuppressive treatment, azathioprine 150 mg per day, or HCQ, cyclosporine, MMF, hydroxycarbamide, even atratinate can also be given in those who are having a very thickened lichenified skin. Topical nitrogen mustard, thalidomide, infliximab, interferon alpha. Beta carotene in a dose of 75 to 180 mg per day can be given to these patients too.